Guess who's on the line, Dibs?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you do.
This time of night, it's got to be our guy, Kurt.
This guy's a little runt.
Did I get it right?
Let's go to Kurt.
Okay.
Let's go to Kurt in Hayward Hills. Hi, Kurt. What are you doing? You better be amazing.
You know what I'm doing. I can't see it. I can't believe that somebody's calling in and saying, oh, I don't think they're going to win. Get out of here with that. Are you kidding me? The 49ers Sunday are going to smash and punish her, that little rock. Smash and punish him. And that's what we're going to do this weekend. Kyle has never beat them, and this is the time he does. We're going to smash and punish that team, okay? Don't let anybody call in and say anything different. It's the 49ers beating up the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's get that little guy and get him the hell out of here. You know what I'm saying, fellas?
I know exactly what you're saying,
we
Kurt.
Know what you're saying.
I don't think you're mincing your words. Kurt, do you have a score prediction? I'm sensing from your tone 57-3. Is that about right?
I got a 21-17.
Oh.
That doesn't sound like them smashing that little rump to me.
At the under.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, you know, unless we score 30 points, but Purdy can do that, you know. This is a superstar quarterback. Don't get me wrong. He's a superstar. I don't know why anybody's saying different. This guy's a young stud, and he's a superstar. And Shanahan has to wake up because he's never beat them. And, you know, if he loses this game, man, everybody's going to be talking nothing good about the 49ers if it comes down to a loss. But we have to punish them. That's the big thing. Punish them.
Punish them.
And it's going to be, punish them. A muscle is going to be a muscle battle in the trenches, for sure.
Kurt, will you promise us something?
What do you got, brother?
We're going to need you to call on Monday.
I'm going to call on Monday because it's a win.
Okay.
It's going to be a smash and kick that little runt. I can't stand that little runt.
What happens if that little run gets the W, Kurt? Will you come in here and have a big slice of humble pie?
No, if he gets a W, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. He'll never make the Super Bowl. He's not going to make the Super Bowl. He's not going to beat us. There's no way to even think of that he's going to beat us. This is a huge game for Shanahan. He's never beat them, never. And this is the time that he has to. He has to wake up. And I still think it's going to be like a close game, but it'd be nice if they won by 14 points. But don't believe me, the 49ers are up for this game.
Kurt, where'd you grow up, Kurt? Where'd you grow up?
Can't you tell, my friend? Where do you think I was born?
New Jersey.
I got you from New Jersey. Yeah, I'm thinking somewhere east of here.
I was born in Harlem, New York, uptown Manhattan, brother.
How did you become a Niner fan, Kurt?
I'll tell you why.
I've been a Niner fan since 1980, since I came out here in 81.
What brought you out here?
81. I'll go back in the old days with Roger Craig and Joe Montana and all the old great days, man, of the 49ers. We have better great days ahead of us. Believe me, we're going to go to the Super Bowl this year for sure. We might have lost a couple of games because of a couple of bad plays and this and that. And I don't want to talk about last year's Super Bowl game. We already know what happened in the fourth quarter. You know, we already know what happened in overtime. They kicked the field goal, and they should have went down on the fourth down. And
there it is. There it is. I've been waiting for that moment. I mean, Kurt, thank you for calling. And, man, they almost caught it.
YouTube, you're welcome.
This is the fourth call he's called, and it was just a matter of time before he used a different four-letter word other than runt. I've been using runt, but you know what word I really wants to use when I'm talking about that little runt? It starts with S, and it rhymes with hitch.
Schmidt.
And I'm not talking about baseball, okay? When I say runt, you know what I mean. This is Kurt from the Hayward Hills, signing off.
I do believe that Kurt has changed our show.
He has.
Because Mark Grandy is now going to have access. I don't know if you've got it cut yet, Grandy. But
there's eight different things.
I don't know. You got to get. You got to get out of here.
That's a good one.
You got to work
it. Get out of here with that. Are you kidding me?
Hey, you kidding me? Get out of here!
Those can live as one piece or two individual pieces. Those are both good.
My.
And all of the... he's a little runt.
Well, and then he did his Tiger Woods there at the end by not answering the question.
Hey, it's Kurt.
What brought you out here? And then last year, went to Niners, and they didn't run the ball, and then Shanahan needs to win. And I'm like, that wasn't the question, Kurt. What are you hiding? I want to know what Kurt is hiding. What brought him out here?
It was manifest destiny, the sunshine, man, the good living, the good life, the Niners in 81, Roger Craig and Joe Montana,
no, it was
Bill Walsh and S.
It was something illegal is what happened. That's what brought him out here.
It was witness protection, okay? There
exactly.
I said it.
Exactly.
My name's not really Kurt.
Kurt in Hayward Hills?
Good.
And that's what he sounds like? That is not Kurt in Hayward Hills.
Let's go to Vinny Bombots.
That is Vinny Bombots if I've ever heard one before.
I don't know if you ever watched The Sopranos, but I get complete Polly Walnuts vibes from Kurt from the Hayward Hills. So good. I was a part of the family before I came out and became a Niner fan.
Dude, if Brock throws a pick, I'm going to scream that at the top of my lungs during the game as the Chiefs are running the ball back the other way. Get out of here with that!
The remote's got to be thrown.
Oh, for sure.
In concert with that.
For sure.
Get out of here that.
The remote's got no chance this weekend. Poor remote.
Yeah.
Poor pets.
It's a beautiful spot, though, because there's only three afternoon games. So as much as you are a two-screen guy,
is that right?
I believe we have a three. You have another London game, cheerio.
Yep.
And
Panthers, Commanders, Raiders, Rams.
Yep. Heavy, heavy morning slate, and then slates. And then the afternoon, you have just the three. And honestly, those other two games, I don't even know if they're worthy of a red zone second
they're
screen.
They're not. Jaden Daniels is exciting, but they're going to steamroll Carolina. For sure.
And the other one is Rams.
Raiders. Rams, Raiders.
Battle for LA.
Yeah, well, there's, exactly. There's something to be said for the two logos going against each other, but this year it's not very exciting.
Yeah.
At all. So, yeah, this is a clear the decks
type
of a situation. Johnny X? In what we used to call Matty-O. San Mateo, what's going on, Johnny? What are you doing?
Hey, fellas, how you doing this afternoon?
There's a legend calling now. This is one of the all-time great sports talk listeners in Bay Area history.
No doubt.
X, how you been, kid?
Man, I'm doing all right, man. I just want to let Willard know that I left a message with Tony Bruno. Just to let him know the bet on the Chiefs. The final score is going to be 27-13 Chiefs. And you're going to still be the you Winer fans, Georgia Peaches, man.
You called.
Andy Reid's got you.
Johnny, you called Tony and he didn't pick up? You had to leave him a message?
Well, he's going through that Florida thing, man.
yeah. Multiple hurricanes. And you can call me Slurricane.
Yeah. But I got my money on the Chiefs, man. Ever since Eddie D left the 49ers, I no longer consider them the Niners, but the Miners. So,
it's been a minute too, Johnny. That's been a long time now.
13, baby. I used to be a Niners fan from 1970, but I don't like Dr. John York or his C. Jed York. So. Screw the Niners.
Okay.
John, you're giving me feels from back in the old stage in 2006. You're making me want to say, where'd you grow up, punk?
I grew up in San Francisco, California. Visitation Valley, baby. I'm a Steelers fan. I got my terrible towel right now. Sunday night football. Steelers versus Jets. Bet on the Steelers, baby.
I love it, Johnny X. Be well, brother. Thank you for calling in.
I love you guys.
Johnny X, for those of you not old enough to remember, this man now.
Oh, I remember Johnny X.
Of course you do. In the early days, Grandy, in the nascent days of sports talk radio, he was a frequent caller on the Gary Radnich program.
Of course.
Johnny X.
I don't understand how anybody can utter the phrase, though, I used to be a fan of, and then fill in the blank. like if they relocated, okay, if they, you know, like they were caught doing something illegal, nefarious to their fans, I get it. I know where your head was about to go.
It's not us, it's you.
Well, I like that's hard for me. You know, like I used to be a fan of
the Oakland A's.
And that, well, again, relocation would be a set aside.
Yep.
The Niners didn't relocate. How do you become a Steeler fan after being a Niner fan? Just because you didn't like John York?
Dr. John York.
Yep.
Yep. And that could be enough, honestly.
Yeah.
And as a fan, you get to decide.
Who the hell likes any of the owners?
How
many owners in professional sports right now are you like, love that guy?
Joe Lacob would
be
one.
Joe Lacob, okay.
Even though...
Mark Cuban had some of that when he was the owner, right?
Right. Like, if you want to talk about owners who I've loved, and again, loved, like sports love, I love Joe Lacob. I sports love him because he took my favorite team and turned them from laughingstock into global icon juggernaut dynasty.
Sure.
I love you, Joe.
Okay.
For that, thank you.
And people loved Eddie D., although,
same thing. He took a laughingstock and turned it into a juggernaut.
Sure, sure. But if you're worried about the nefarious dealings of how this all went down, it was like...
Yeah, it's Louisiana.
Yeah, Eddie D was knee-deep in that.
What, maybe ankle-deep, who knows?
Yeah, who cares? Like, I don't care. I don't care. But how many owners are you like, man, the fans love... Dallas doesn't love Jerry Jones?
No, no.
You know, I'm trying to even think of... Hell, I mean... You open up the internet today and check out all the stories you'd like on the Giants ownership. That's been a fun day.
Like, well, I haven't seen that. I gotta Google it.
Yeah, you know, if you want to get into politics, you can. But
it's politics. Yeah.
It always is with him.
Well, yeah, and
whatever.
Again, for me, the thing about an owner that I love is that you win championships for my team and you throw a kick-ass party / parade, and so. For Joe Lacob, about whom I was very critical early, at the first parade, I went up to him and went man-to-man, and I apologized to him. And his partner was there, and she turned to me and said, I know who you are. I've heard what you said. And I was like, well, this got awkward in a hurry.
Come on, people.
Totally. Rick Barry.
Yeah. You know, look, this doesn't get talked about a lot, and part of it is because they haven't won a championship. But have you seen, at least in the last generation here in the Bay Area, have you seen somebody rehab an image the way Jed York has?
He's getting there.
Pretty good.
Yeah, really good. But he's not all the way back yet.
No, but he's put his money where his whatever is. I don't even know what to say. It's where his mouth is because he doesn't talk a whole lot.
And that's been part of his rehab is he stopped talking. He stopped talking and he let the people he hired go out there and do the winning. And so Jed's done a very good job and he's just missing that one last piece. And John Fisher is a classic example of why you stop being a fan of a team. Because of what he did to that product.
Oh, gosh, for sure.
Even beyond leaving, what he's done since he took over and he allowed the decrepit Coliseum to be decrepiter or more decrepit and all the rest of it, that's enough to make you not want to be a fan. And so if Johnny X doesn't want to be a fan because of Dr. John York, it's his prerogative.
Sure, and I'm not taking anybody's prerogative away from him. I just I don't really get it.
And that was always his bit on the other station, Dr. John York, back when he was in charge, and it was always just hilarious. Anyway.
Let's do Rolando in Napa. Hey, Rolando, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I want to respond to it's the wife who owns the team.
Fair enough.
That's what Uncle Gary would say.
Exactly.
Fair enough. I want to talk about my Niners a little bit. I have a big feeling about this. We're going to win on Sunday. And mark my words, I have two predictions. One, Ricky Pearsall is going to score two touchdowns. He's going to go off on Sunday against the Chiefs.
Two touchdowns.
Oh, my God.
Two touchdowns.
Okay.
Put it in the books. Mark it down. Put it on tape.
Coo-coo.
And my second prediction, John Lynch always makes blockbuster trades. He's going to call the Raiders, and we can deal to bring Max Crosby over.
Well,
Max Crosby is going to the Niners. Mark my words, it's going to happen. We're going to have Bosa and Max Crosby on the same line. And NFL, watch out. We're coming for you.
It would be bananas. Rolando, thanks. I'm not going to rule it out. I will say that, like, the Raiders hold grudges, and there are certain teams – with which they do not want to deal, and the 49ers are one of them. David Lombardi pointed this out. Don't forget, the Niners had a better offer for Khalil Mack than the Bears did. Where did he end up?
The Bears.
Yeah, so, like, just keep that in mind. However, on the other hand, did you hear Max Crosby's comment yesterday? Did you hear what he said?
He wants to win.
Like, I'm not here for a rebuild. Wherever I am, I'm here to win. That was a very different answer than 10 days ago when he's like, I'm a Raider, and I'm here to be a Raider. Very different answer since the Devontae trade.
And this, for me, is a cautionary tale to all you youngsters out there who want to rush out and get tattoos, because he has a tattoo of the Raider logo on his body, and he may not be a Raider for life. Just when you want a tattoo, think twice and then think again before you rush on out there. Like, I love Odyssey.
He always wore the uniform, though. Like, he will always have a Raider past. So,
yes, yeah. I worked for Susquehanna. You don't see a Susquehanna tattoo on my butt cheek.
That doesn't fit on your finger. So,
my butt cheek.
It would fit on your butt cheek.
It'd be close.
Yeah, even after the weight loss thing, it would still fit.